go with her. Go right ahead. Yes. Yes. All right. Everybody get a mock up with our earth. We're supposed to smile.
About what God is preparing for you and I. It's the best of the best
of the best for you and I. So men, listen to me closely. If it's the best of the best of the best, then let's be leaders in our home to see that our families experience the best. Because if we lead them to Christ, they're going to see the best. They're not going to have a perfect life. Monica and I, and my whole entire family situation, we never had a perfect life. But we had a good life. And the reason for that is because we put Jesus first. Back in the day when they were smaller, and there was stress everywhere, thank God we lived about 20 miles from our church, because it took us, and I say this all the time, it took us 20 miles to get home. When you got small children trying to get them ready for church, there is no Holy Sundays. Because they're screaming, that they're hollering, and they're combing hair, and they're doing whatever, and they're whining, and they don't want to go, and blah, 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 blah. And so we get in the car, and we screamed, and we hollered, and we've done whatever. But we got that 20 miles to become a holy pastoral family before we walk into the church. Now, thank goodness, by the time we got here, they jumped a little over, and we didn't have to be holy anymore. But, buddy, it was tough. And it is, it's tough. Trying to get them ready. Just dealing with children. It's tough. And somehow or another, we seem to think that men get out of that picture for a while. You know, they go to work. Well, hopefully you work. Hopefully you got a job or you provide or somehow or way. And we spend, and believe me, I have all respect in the world. If a man has to work two or three jobs to provide for his family, that's what he should do. But dealing with these children, let me tell you something. It's a job. And somehow or another, we need to understand, dads, we need you involved in your children's lives. Now, don't get me wrong, when they're infants. You know, one night, Monica had about all she could. Matthew was about 6 months old. Stephanie was 2.5. Both of them up the same time. We just about get this one potty trained, but not quite. This one wasn't even close. And everything happened at one time, about 3 o'clock in the morning. Monica hadn't had any sleep. They're both crying. I'm sleeping pretty good. And she nudges me. And she said, get up and go change those kids now. I've been up half the night. I said, well, there ain't nothing to this. So I went in. I didn't turn the lights on. I just grabbed me 2 diapers. I put 1 diaper on this one, 1 diaper on this one. When we woke up the next morning, they were both naked street burgers. And I put this diaper on this one, and that diaper on this one. So you can imagine the mess that we had. She didn't ask me no more. I'm a little smarter now I look sometimes, aren't I? Huh? That's right. And then we wonder why they do have to go through counseling. You know, they couldn't get their diapers straight back in the day. But hey, we need to get involved, guys, as best as we can. When they're younger, yeah, it's all more about mom. But let me tell you something. When they get older, we need men who's in the lives of their children. And even if you're divorced, even if you're separated, we need men who are involved in their children's lives. And if you don't, you will answer to God for it. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Here we go. If I go to the prayer place for you, I come to the end and receive you into myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know the way. Okay, Larry. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How go we the way? Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. Verse 6 is what every husband, man needs to understand. That as we are leaders of our homes, and we should be spiritual leaders of our homes, if we don't know the way, how are we going to show them the way? Okay? I'm lost, how am I going to do it so somebody else had to get there? I think I've told you, I've probably told this story 100 times, but it's just years and years ago, Monica decided we were going to go, the kids were small again, we decided to go up through Canada and to go to Niagara Falls. Neat place to see. Went into a foreign country, went into Canada, beautiful. Monica decides we want to get off the Queen's Highway, which is a fancy word for saying interstate in our country, and get off this little small town, Quake Town, about 10 miles off the highway, and go see one of these little Canadian towns. We heard all about how clean we were. Spotless little town. About 10 miles off the highway, we get over there, we go over that Great Lake, and we spend a couple of hours. So now it's time to get back to the Queen's Highway, and I'm turned around. So anyway, I can't. Everything up there, of course, is French or whatever, and I can't read the sign after it opens. So anyway, I just stopped and I asked this guy, I said, how'd I get back to the Queen's Highway? Don't understand. He said it in his language, but didn't understand it. I said, oh, wonderful. So I went around to the next corner, and the man was sitting there, and I pulled up. I said, I need to get back to the Queen's Highway. How do I do that? Took his head, didn't understand it. I said, now, Monica, you got me put over here in a foreign country. And I don't. So finally, I get over to the next corner and I get out. And I said, I need to get to Queens Highway. He said, go down here and make a right. You'll be right there. Didn't know he spoke English. He just looked at me. I'm going to all this stuff, you know. He said, yeah, go ahead and make a right. Good. So, you know, that's just how things are in life. To understand, we have to know the way. If we don't know the way, we can't lead. Because if I couldn't get back to the Queen's Highway, we'd have never made it to Niagara Falls. So I'd have been lost. My family would have been lost because I didn't know the way. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And we need dads and men to understand that. Because if you understand it and you live it before your children, then believe me, they will understand it as well. May not always agree with it, but they will understand it. All right, Larry, let's look at the last verse. Jesus answered and said, this was later on into the chapter, if a man love me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. If a man, listen to me guys, if a husband, if a man will truly, truly love and keep his word. See, if I love you, then I will listen. If I love you, then I will keep God's word. And if I do that, then God's going to love me. My Heavenly Father's going to love me and forgive me and give me grace and give me mercy. And they're going to allow me to be able to project that to my spouse and my children and my grandchildren, whatever it may be, if I truly keep his word. And my Father will love him and will come unto him. Here's the neat thing, dads, is that we're not in this by ourselves. I know sometimes you think you've got the whole world on your shoulders sometimes, but you don't. God loves you. Respect you. You be the godly man, the godly father, the godly husband that you're supposed to be, and God will always be with you and will watch over you, protect you, and give you wisdom that you need. Because believe me, in the world that we live in today, we need men that has a little wisdom. Because it takes wisdom to get involved and to survive this world we live in today. This world is a mess. The world is different today than when I grew up. Better, worse, terminology, I don't care. But it's different, no matter what. Understand that? It is different. All right? We have cell phones today. It's different. I'm just teasing you, Calvin, you know that. So I understand this. If we live in a different world today, it doesn't mean Jesus is any different. It just means it's a different world. It means I saw things different than my kids. My kids see things different from me. This next generation is going to see things different than my kids saw. Every generation is different. But God's still the same. Still need to respect Him, love Him, and share with Him. And my dad, as I mentioned to you earlier, Lord knows he's been gone for 10 years now. Miss him every day. Miss him every day. Even at his worst disease, when it was bad. Back then we had church on Wednesday night. When he came here on Wednesday night, he still wanted to come to this altar and pray. And Monica would come with him, been down here with him. And when he knelt down here and he prayed, those of you who may have been here remember it. When my dad prayed, he was like my old dad. You hear every word he was saying? Prayed for me, prayed for this church, and his right mind. It was amazing. He got done, he said amen, he got back up. He didn't bring nowhere to that. But for that moment of time, God gave me peace. And it was precious. Because I never knew what would come out of his mouth. When you get to that stage, you don't really know. And I go and help the volunteer with Stephanie about it. And the first thing that they'll tell you is don't pay no attention. Because, you know, you don't never know exactly what they're thinking and what they may say. And believe me, I've had Dad in stores at times. Stephanie had him in stores. Dad would embarrass you because you just never knew what was coming out of his mouth. But it seemed like at that holy moment, at this altar, never missed a beat. Now, understanding that tells me that even guys, when we get old, if we ain't got all of our faculties by us, if we give God our lives, even in our last stage of life, He gives us grace. And believe me, the older I get, as I get in my later stages of life, I need that. And He gives it to me. Still allows me to stand. Still allows me to go. Still allows me to preach to a little church. And be here almost 31 years. And I do it simply because that's what He's asked me and called me to do. When it comes to a point in life where you do what God wants you to do, even when you don't understand it all the time, God's grace gets us through. When the very dark nights come, when your kids are wild, your boss is wild, the bills are there, the pressure's on you, but I promise you, the stillness of the night, you give it all to God. And Dad's He will get us of salvation. If so someone needs a quiet time at his altar, we offer it to them. If someone needs me to pray with them, I would be more than glad to do that. Father, touch these ones. In Jesus' name.